Hello, my name is Roy St. John, and this is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. Back on June 30th, 1859, Jean-Francois Gravelet, a Frenchman known professionally as Emile Blondin, becomes the first daredevil to walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. Wearing pink tights and a yellow tunic, Blondin crossed a cable about 2 inches in diameter and 1,100 feet long, with only a balancing pole to help him.
Oh, Sacre Bleu, this is a long rope to walk.
Hey, Jim. Jim, get over here.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
You're
just first Jim.
Yeah.
Second
Jim. Jim number one is what I like to be called.
We're going to cut his tightrope.
Tightrope? I was just going to hand him some knives. He needs knives to give this trick some pizzazz.
Hold on.
I'm eating a baguette.
Jim number one, your job is sit there. My job is watch. Jim number two.
Yes?
You're going to cut the rope. Here's the knife. What? Blade first.
Jim number three, you idiot. You always hand knives hit first. Where were you raised?
I am bleeding profusely. How's my life?
My plan is foiled. He's walking across.
Out of pain.
Yay, he made it. Yay.
Those idiots, they didn't know that you're not supposed to pass a blade first.
Hey, tightrope walker, don't let me over with them. I said the same thing. And good job.
I am dying slowly.
And Blondin did make it across the Niagara Falls, which is a good thing, because otherwise he would have fallen and died, which is a bad thing. While I don't recommend cutting a daredevil's line, when you hand someone a blade, always make sure you hand them the hilt first, so that they don't cut their hands open, as that criminal did. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.